RTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.
Now, Roz, Bridgerton, it is back. It is going to be out this Thursday, the 16th of May. So the way they're
Question
doing
for you now.
Yeah.
Will you binge it all in one go or one at a time?
Well, Roz, I got to talk to the cast. So I've seen the first four episodes.
Yes.
So I binged them, right?
Right.
And when the next four come out in June, I will binge them again.
Okay.
It is brilliant. It is so binge worthy. You know the way sometimes when you get into like a new season of a TV show, sometimes, you know, sometimes it kind of, it falls off a little bit. Never with Bridgerton. It has come back as strong as ever. And as I said a little bit earlier on, for anyone who was listening, this season, it is all about friends to lovers. So it's all about Penelope Featherington, who's played by Nicola Coughlan, and Colin Bridgerton, who's played by Luke Newton. And it follows them as Penelope decides she wants to find a new husband. She wants to forget about Colin Bridgerton. She then enlists the help of Colin Bridgerton to help her find a husband. And then, let's just say, Colin gets a little bit confused about his feelings for Penelope when he sees that there is other interests out there, right? So I caught up with the cast of Bridgerton, and first up, we're going to hear from Nicola Coughlan and Luke Newton about them.
Oh,
how are you
Hello,
guys?
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. You may remember I met you guys at the Bridgerton event in February.
Yeah. How are you doing? Good to see you again.
Thank you. Lovely to see you too. So today on our entertainment news, Lottie, our entertainment reporter, told a story about you guys breaking some furniture in a sex scene that I need to know about, please.
Okay. Yeah, look, sure, we'll tell you. This is it for the home crowd. Yeah, there's a big old scene in the show, and we were in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And
given an opportunity to go for it.
Yeah, to like, not freestyle, but yeah, like, yeah. An intimacy coordinator, they don't tell you exactly what to do at each point in time. It's not like,
okay,
for 2 seconds, touch the face here. It's not that. We are in the driver's seat, basically. But there was one moment in which the camera was like quite far away from us. It was overhead. Yeah. And we were just like, there's sometimes in a scene you feel like it's just working, and that felt like it was just working.
Yeah.
We were like, yeah, this is sexy, this is cool. So we were really going for it. And then the next thing, we just heard ba-boom. And I think the furniture collapsed under us. We snapped it. It was a very clean, satisfying clean break.
It was,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who are going to hear this and can probably relate to it, because I'm sure they've had this happen before. So I have to say, I'm delighted to see that you two are now in the spotlight for this season. Do you think it brings a bit more pressure? Like, are you more nervous for this one to be released now?
It's a weird one, because it almost feels like it's too late for pressure in a weird way. You know, it's like what's really amazing about the show is when you're in the studio, when we're on location, it feels like it's just us. It feels like a little family where everyone just feels super close and we get to create this beautiful show. So by this point, it's kind of like the moment to enjoy it and like enjoy the response. So if anything, I'm excited for the response. Really.
Yeah, I feel more excited than nervous now. We've done it. It's filmed. It's ready to go, locked and loaded on Netflix. So yeah, it's more excitement now. It'll be. I think the day before, I used to call it school tour sleeps, which I can say to an Irish person.
Yeah, I get that.
Like for the school tour, I'll get that. I just had it when Big Mood came out the night before. I was like this, staring at the ceiling. It's very nerve-wracking, but no, more excitement than anything else.
How do you feel about your families watching it now? Because obviously there's the risky scenes.
I'm not doing it. No one can make me, and I don't have to. I thought it was written into my contract that I got a PG version, and I was informed reliably this week that it is not in my contract. I think I'd convinced myself.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to have to fast forward it. But also my mom I have to put Netflix on the TV for her, so she doesn't know how to do it herself. My sister really wants to watch, but I'm like, no.
Oh.
I've seen it now. I really think it's not a family show, and not for our families.
No.
Can you imagine Christmas dinner around the table having to like face everyone after them seeing all of that?
I would rather die.
Thank God it's not a Christmas release now.
Thank God.
Yeah.
No.
And finally, I just wanted to ask, obviously the soundtrack for Bridgerton is always iconic. So if you two could pick one song that would be Penn and Colin's song, what would that be?
We got it. We already have it.
We already have it.
We discussed it on set.
Yeah. We used to sit in the makeup trailer. We sat beside each other and we'd play songs. We're like, this is so them. This is so them.
Mm-hmm.
But True Colors by Cyndi Lauper.
Stunning.
Love,
Love it. Perfect, as Bridgerton is such a colourful show as well. All the gorgeous outfits are stunning.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. We'll use that in the future.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah. I'll let you have that one. Guys, thank you so much for chatting to me today, and best of luck with season 3.
Thanks a million.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Catch you later. See ya.
I forgot how good the soundtracks are for Bridgerton, because they kind of take an orchestral kind of classic version of like an Ariana Grande song or something like that. I can't wait to hear the songs that are in this season.
Well, in a few minutes time, I'm going to be back with some more cast members, and I spoke to the showrunner, Jess Brownwell, right? And she is basically the person who...
Hey, question.
She's in
charge. What is a showrunner?
A showrunner is the person who's in charge of everything.
So logistics.
Yeah, so and she decides like the storylines, she decides what happened, what everything looks like. So she's like the big boss,
now,
right?
I would have presumed a showrunner was someone who went and got coffee.
No, it's not. That's okay. A runner. I can see why you got confused. But I did ask her about the soundtrack, and we're going to hear from her very soon.
And we are in the middle of all things Bridgerton.
Yes, we are. Now, Roz, before we went to get a superstar there, you were asking about the music, because as we know, the music in Bridgerton is iconic. And I think it kind of made a lot of people want to have an orchestra at their weddings, because the music is so stunning, right? And I asked the showrunner, Jessica Brownell, right? So she's worked on the show for a few years now, but this was her first season in charge, right? And I said to her about the music being so iconic. So I asked her what we can expect, right? Now, she didn't give much away, but she gave a little something away. Have a listen to this.
This season, I think because it's more romantic comedy, really lends itself to pop anthems, especially from some strong female singers. So you could probably make some guesses about who I mean. You know, we often draw from the biggest hits that are out there right now. It might rhyme with Wailer Wift, you know.
Wonder who that could be.
Yeah, you'll think about it.
I don't think it would be Bridgerton if it wasn't Taylor Swift. I was thinking as well. Now, I know it was filmed before this, but could you imagine for next season if they had like Texas Hold'em or something on it?
Yeah, or Hozier, Too Sweet. That would be so good.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Predictions. I think they'll have a Miley Cyrus.
Do you think so?
I think they will. Or maybe Charlie XCX.
Yeah,
because
possibly.
I feel like that's very in line with Bridgerton.
They'll definitely have an Ariana in there as well, I think.
They had her before, though.
Yeah, they've had Taylor before.
Okay,
you know.
So we'll exciting!
See. You would like to see an Irish star get there. So you know Penelope's mom, Lady Featherington, right?
Yes.
So Penelope has two sisters on the show, and they're both married now. And in this season, they're, you know, they're trying to get pregnant and have babies. And I think Lady Portia Featherington, I think she kind of relies on Penelope a lot, and I think she always thinks that Penelope would be there by her side, so she never. She leans on her a lot, and she always thinks Penelope will be here forever. She's never going to find a man. But in this season, Penelope does find a man. So I wanted to ask Polly Walker, who plays Lady Portia Featherington, how she thinks that Lady Featherington will cope. I can't say it. Featherington. Featherington will cope when Penelope finds love.
I think she's going to like it. I think it's going to be a big adjustment. I think she sees Penelope as like a little pet, you know. And, you know, the fact that she actually has needs and wants and ambitions is quite shocking, and she has to make a big internal adjustment to make peace with it.
Do you think she'll be happy if she gets with Colin? Is he a good suitor for her?
I think the Bridgerton, I mean, it's like the ultimate family to marry into, and plus we've had our run-ins with them, so that would be great. And to be respectable is one of Porsche's driving ambitions.
So there you go. And you know Cressida, right?
Yes.
So Cressida has kind of always been in the sidelines, but in season 3 she's kind of going to come into her own, and she's going to be a bit more present, okay? Now, she's played by Jessica Marsden, and we know that Cressida has always been a bit of a mean girl in Bridgerton, right?
Yeah.
And as I said, this season we kind of get to know her a bit more, but I asked Jessica what advice she would give to Cressida.
I would just give her a really big hug.
Yeah, she needs one.
I give her a hug and just be like, yeah, I think I just give her a really big squeeze. Braid her hair.
Yeah.
Kill her with kindness.
Yeah, I'd probably pay for her to go to therapy.
So this season now, we get to know why she's so mean.
Okay, and Cressida, am I right in saying, did she get with a prince in the last one?
Cressida didn't get with the prince in the last one, so it was
trying to place her in my head.
So she's the blonde girl.
Yeah.
Did she get with a prince?
I think she had her eyes on a prince anyway in the last one,
because she isn't taken yet. She's still looking for a suitor. Looking for a suitor. And I'm going to play you one more clip, right? Because I spoke to them all, and we're going to podcast everything as well. All of the interviews from Bridgerton, and there will be some stuff up on socials as well. But Roz, remember when I went to the Bridgerton event in London back in February? Mm-hmm. And after I spoke to the cast, Queen Charlotte, Golda Rocheveld, who plays Queen Charlotte, came up to me and told me she loves 2FM. I managed to get an interview with her, so of course I had to ask her about 2FM, and this is what she had to say about us.
We listened to RTE2 for our trip round Ireland over Christmas and New Year. Yeah, good channel. That kept us going on our drive.
She loves us. Loves us, and we finally have the proof. So Bridgerton is going to be out on Netflix this coming Thursday the 16th. There's going to be 4 episodes up for this month, and then in June they're going to post another 4 episodes as well. It's brilliant. Make sure you check it out, and as I said, we will podcast everything as well.
RTE 2FM. Roz and Emma.